In the midst of an overseas trade mission, Governor Asa Hutchinson spoke to reporters yesterday about his meetings with industry leaders in Germany and France. Via teleconference from Frankfurt, Germany, Governor Hutchinson said he's trying to quell anxiety among European business leaders who are concerned about the anti-globalist rhetoric of President Donald Trump.
Europe has always looked to the United States as the world leader in the economy, in terms of trade, and in terms of defense. And so they're very careful to the nuances of our dialogue, and anything that indicates a retreat from that causes them concern. So my message, I think, has really been timely for them and reassuring to them.
Governor Hutchinson says he's met with leaders of corporations that own a bromine production facility in El Dorado, as well as a group that owns a steel supply company. Governor Hutchinson also says he gave remarks to employees of Citigroup in Frankfurt at a town hall-style event. The governor's itinerary still includes a visit to Israel, where he has said he'll be meeting with leaders of technology companies. The governor has made nearly a half dozen foreign trade trips during his tenure as governor. On Capitol Hill yesterday, two Arkansas congressmen joined their colleagues in questioning intelligence officials about foreign attempts to compromise American voting systems in the 2016 election. In the Senate Intelligence Committee, Senator Tom Cotton opened his line of questioning of an FBI Assistant Director of Counterintelligence with this.
Since her election defeat, Hillary Clinton has blamed her loss on the Russians, Vladimir Putin, the FBI, Jim Comey, fake news, WikiLeaks, Twitter, Facebook, and my personal favorite, content farms in Macedonia. In her blaming her loss on these actors, has Hillary Clinton become an unwitting agent of Russians' goals in the United States?
And I'm sorry, sir, but I'd rather not comment. It's just something.
I understand.
It's just something I haven't given
look at it from two different
any
ways.
Thought.
In the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, Arkansas 1st District Congressman Rick Crawford's questioning of a former Department of Homeland Security secretary centered on the capabilities of foreign agents in hacking a voting system.
For them to fully affect the outcome of the election in terms of manipulating numbers, would they not need to have some sort of complicit individual physically present to affect that?
I don't think I'm prepared to agree with that.
In the Senate Intelligence Committee, a DHS official told lawmakers that people affiliated with the Russian government attempted to hack voting systems in 21 states. A spokesman for the Arkansas Secretary of State's office says there is no evidence that voting systems in this state were hacked. And the city of Springdale is being recognized for efforts to improve literacy. The city was awarded the All-America City Award for programs devoted to helping young children achieve grade-level proficiency. Springdale was one of 15 cities to earn the award. It was cited for programs designed to reduce chronic absenteeism in elementary schools, reduce summer learning loss, and increase parent involvement in children's education.